So let me take that as an immediate question and a larger issue. The immediate question is, discovery systems, I think, are a good intermediate step, right? The idea that you can build things that make it easier to search and find in a more, in an easier way, frankly, a more Google-like way, because Google has taught us how to do searching. The problem with these discovery systems is they lack what Google does, which is the connections between ideas and items, and not just the items themselves. But that's a short start. The larger issue is that oftentimes, I was just talking with Deb Turner, who's at Drexel, and she's done some amazing work in the idea of oral history and oral cultures, and we were talking about where that goes, and she was talking about working with community colleges, and I've worked with some. And one of the things they find is that, particularly for people who come from what we title as disadvantaged communities, people who come from underprivileged communities into community colleges, they're not just coming from high school to a community college. They're coming from a community that values an oral culture and a way of learning information through conversation, talking to someone who knows about it versus reading about it or checking it. And they enter into an academic setting which is very much about read the manual and hear the instructions and figure it out. And so what tutoring services are starting to realize is that tutoring is not a matter of simply helping them read the book. It's having them translate from an oral culture of people interactions to a more academic literature interaction with reading and such. And one of the things I think Jefferson Community College is doing is they're combining their tutoring services with their library. And so the idea is that the reference librarian is also a tutor. And so there's the idea of being part of their whole academic career, not just that question, and looking at the whole life cycle of that question from where did it come from, how did you get the solution, did it turn you into you getting an A or a B on that paper, how could we have done that better, oh, you need to meet with writing services. And back to our earlier question about that becomes a way of building a relationship with someone and not simply answering a question. One of the early things we found in virtual reference was virtual reference didn't even view people as users. They viewed people as questions. And when a user would ask more than one question, we would just assume they were unrelated questions. And yet, what we really see is this relationship building over time. Electronics can help us. But by God, as human beings, we have a couple of million years of evolution built into us to build social networks by talking to people. And we need to begin to utilize them and not hide those behind other systems, other rooms. So a good librarian is the best interface that you can get. And so figuring out how can that question, and I hear you, right? The toner question and where do I click to reserve this book are right at the level of where the bathroom is. Actually, was it Roy Tennant said, where the bathroom is has been replaced by where have you, has anyone dropped a thumb drive off at the reference desk now? Right? But if we can build a relationship with people, not assuming that we're going to train them and run them off, but really, how can we help them succeed in college? How can we help them succeed in high school? How can we help them succeed as lawyers? How can we help them succeed as business people? How can we help them succeed as citizens of this community? And that's going to involve an intense personal relationship. And so this idea of a librarian as an introverted, we can help you find the information, we're a good search engine model, throw it away. We're radical positive change agents, and we're going to be in-your-face librarians that are helping you do things you never thought you could do before. I have one quick analogy with that. So I have cancer, yay, and I spent 20 days in a hospital. And in those 20 days, I found the difference between nurses that have a service orientation and doctors that have what they call a medical orientation. And the difference is that a doctor will walk into you and look at you and your wife and say, you have lymphoma and we're going to start chemotherapy and walk out of the room. A nurse is someone who will walk in after the doctor, sit down and get you tissues and realize that you've just been your entire life has just been changed and it's not about what drugs are about to come in, it's about having someone hold your hand. That model of the librarian as the information professional that we are austere and unbiased and sitting on this wealth of information that we can help you navigate through needs to get thrown into the waste bin. We are caring, loving people who are concerned about making sure that your life is going to get better regardless of the circumstance given to you. We are an intensely interpersonal relationship-based profession. And we need to realize that that means that we are the most powerful resource in that library, not what we're spending all that licensing on. that we made the library. They named the building after us, not the other way around.